Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. What a roller coaster of a day. The S&P 500 hits a new record high, but it certainly didn't take the easy way up.
Not at all. It was a classic tale of two sessions. We started the day with a boost from positive U.S.-China trade talk momentum, with the market looking past some pretty concerning inflation data.
Right, that personal income and spending report had a definite stagflation feel to it. Spending was down, but the PCE price index, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, ticked higher. That's not a great combo.
It's really not. It puts the Fed in a tough spot and likely keeps them on the sidelines for the July meeting. But the market, in true 2025 fashion, just shrugged it off and rode the trend higher, especially with the mega caps and one huge earnings winner leading the charge.
Let's talk about that winner. Nike, up over 15%. That's a massive move for a Dow component. What was the story there?
This is a perfect example of expectations management. The Q4 results were weak, no doubt about it. Revenue was down almost 12%, but the stock was already down 34% year to date. The bar was set incredibly low.
So less bad was actually very good for the stock?
Exactly. The key was the guidance. Management projected a mid-single-digit revenue decline for Q1, which, while still a decline, was much better than the nearly 12% drop we just saw. It signaled to investors that the worst might be over, and their win-now turnaround strategy is starting to gain traction.
And they're facing some serious headwinds, from competition like On Running and Hoka to a billion-dollar hit from tariffs.
They are, and they're tackling it head-on. They're diversifying manufacturing out of China, launching new performance-focused shoes like the Pegasus Premium, and, importantly, repairing their relationships with wholesale partners like Dick's Sporting Goods and Macy's. The market loves a good turnaround story.
That strength in Nike certainly helped the consumer discretionary sector, which was the day's leader. But the whole market took a nosedive in the afternoon. What happened there?
A single social media post. President Trump announced the U.S. was terminating trade discussions with Canada over tariffs. The market sold off hard and fast on fears of a wider trade dispute and more tariff-driven inflation.
But it didn't last. The dip buyers came roaring back in the final hour.
They did, and with conviction. It pushed the S&P right back up to a new record close at 6,173. It shows you the underlying bid in this market is resilient. Traders are conditioned to buy weakness. Looking at the charts, the SPY is consolidating. The key level to watch on the upside is 615. A strong break above that could signal the next leg up.
So for traders looking at tomorrow, where is the momentum? What setups are you watching?
I'm looking at two types of plays, continuation breakouts and anticipation setups. For continuation, these are stocks already showing strength and breaking out. Take a look at TSM, Taiwan Semiconductor. It's had a significant volume spike and is pushing through recent resistance. The entry would be near support around $227, with a target of 230.
Okay, so that's chasing strength. What about the anticipation plays, the ones that are coiling for a move?
For that, look no further than NVIDIA. It's not breaking out yet, but it's building a beautiful base. It's consolidating, finding support around the $156 level. The volume is starting to build, which suggests a big move could be coming. We're anticipating a break of 158, which could send it toward 160.
Interesting. So you have leaders like TSM that are already running, and then names like NVIDIA that are getting ready to run.
Precisely. And we're seeing this theme play out across sectors. Communication services and tech are strong. Even financials like American Express or AXP are showing steady volume and a potential move higher. You want to be selective. Focus on these leaders with strong, relative volume and clear technical patterns.
Before we wrap, any other news that caught your eye? I saw Alphabet got both an upgrade and a downgrade on the same day.
You don't see that every day. It just speaks to the division on Wall Street about megacap valuations. Also, keep an eye on that NVIDIA news. They quietly acquired an AI optimization startup called SentML. That's a classic move, buying up talent and tech to stay ahead.
So what's the final takeaway for tomorrow?
The stance is cautiously bullish. The market is climbing that wall of worry, shaking off bad data and geopolitical noise, but the divergence is real, with small caps still lagging. Don't chase wildly extended names. Look for these continuation and anticipation setups on minor pullbacks. Use clear stops to manage risk, and watch for volume to confirm any breakout.
Excellent insights. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to Next Day Prep. We'll see you tomorrow.